بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The subject matter which we have been discussing, and in these ayat, ulama have explained the meanings of certain words. One was what we explained yesterday, Hawari, what its meaning is, those close, devoted persons who support the cause of Allah for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and their position is very high by Allah Ta'ala. The other was the word makar, planning, plotting, the various aspects of that. Another word that is used in these ayat, if qala Allahu ya Isa inni mutawaffika, when Allah Ta'ala said to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, O Isa, I will mutawaffika, I will give you tawaffi maut, till the time of Islam and the revelation of the Quran Sharif, the Arabs should take the meaning of tawaffi, maut, death, as we all take it, just as death. That is, a person dies and they should take it that when you die, there is nothing after that. You are finished, you will again disintegrate and there is no life in the qabr. And this is one concept they just could not understand, that how will a person come back to life. After he's dead, his body decomposes, his bones get finished, how can he come back to life? On that basis, they totally denied life after death. And that is what they could not accept. And the reality of the matter is, all along it was, even if the Arabs were not believing it, but there is definitely life after death. And a person returns to Allah Ta'ala. So in that meaning, the word tawaffi was used, that you will not only die your body, but your ruh will be taken away, and your ruh carries on living. And then the whole life of the qabr comes in front of the ruh, the life of the day of Qiyamah, and then either Jannat or Jahannam, and then that life is forever and ever. So it is in that sense that this word tawaffi is used. Reason why we should be somewhat aware, as ordinary people, we don't know the details and we won't know the academics of it, but the Qadianis use this word to show that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, their belief, their wrong beliefs they have with Isa alayhi salam, and they try and use this ayat and this word to prove. So we will not know what it is, but at least we should try and remember so much, if any time we get in some conversation with them, etc., that we should refer it to the ulama, that they will be able to explain it and what the Quran says. They, like unfortunately many of our ulama, are making tahrif, changing the meanings of the ayats of the Quran and the words of the Quran Sharif. So the Qadianis have been doing this for a long time, and they use it in a different sense. So that is not what the Quran Sharif means, and ulama have gone to great details and perfectly proven that the word tuwafi is to take in full. That is, the body also, physical body, and the ruh also. And in that way, Allah Ta'ala had taken Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and many people, unfortunately, don't have that yaqeen, iman. Though they are outwardly Muslims, and then they cannot accept things which are not logical, things which are not in the common. So that Allah raised up Isa alayhi salam with his body and his ruh and took him to Jannat, and he is staying there, this people cannot understand. So what we cannot understand, human nature denies that it's not true. Because I can't understand, I won't accept my deficiency of not understanding. So just to make myself right, my pride and ego will not accept it, so I'll say it's not true. Whereas Allah's Qudrat is above everything, and in order to become a good Muslim in the least stages is to understand and accept wholeheartedly the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise a person will even deny Mi'raj. Logically, with our mind, we cannot accept Mi'raj. It doesn't make sense. But we know the Qudrat is of Allah, is fully over, above everything. So we accept it wholeheartedly. We put our mind, akal ke ghore, what we think and use our brains, that we put it one side and we accept it wholeheartedly. It is from Allah Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala gave Musa alayhi salatu wasalam the miracle of his stick, that when he threw it down, it became a snake. And with Allah told him, catch it again. And when he went and hold it, it became a stick again. Now, with our logical brains, we can never ever accept that. How can a stick, which is a dead thing, become a living snake? That has got eyes, that has got brain, that has got all its biologically all the things, anatomy of it, everything. But Allah's Qudrat is above all this. Allah can do it, not even in that split second, that Allah makes it a stick one moment, and Allah makes it a living thing another moment. When Fir'aun was coming behind Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel, and they reached the sea, the water, and his people told him, you have brought us and sandwiched us in two great destructions. At the back is Fir'aun with his army, and they knew how cruel his army was. And in front the sea, what's going to happen to us? He said, Allah won't let me in the lurch. Allah will show me a way. And what way did Allah show? Allah said, take that dead stick of yours and hit the water. What did the water do to him? Water did no harm to him. And what is that going to help according to our thinking? But when he hit it, Allah made 12 paths for them. Beautiful, comfortable paths immediately. Through the water for them to cross through. So with that yaqeen, a person can only understand. So when Allah Ta'ala had taken Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, which the Christians or the Jews could not understand, that how can a person be lifted up like that, body and soul. So, but Allah took him, and Allah took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam for Mi'raj. So Allah's Qudrat is above everything. So the word tuwafiya means to take completely with the body and the soul. So Yahweh it is used, and in the Quran Sharif it refers to that. So that is also an important point. Our aqidah must be correct and know that Allah's Qudrat is above everything, and we wholeheartedly accept the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, and we put our brains one side. Unfortunately, many people, even ulama today, we put our brains in front. And we use our brains and we don't have yaqeen on the words of Allah. We give preference with our brains to what scientists have to say, what the media got to say, what the government has got to say. Whereas as an ordinary mu'min, we must have full trust in the words of Allah and accept that wholeheartedly. And we must not change the meanings of the words of Allah Ta'ala. By doing that, nobody can change the meaning. All we are doing is proving our stupidity and our be-imani. That we have lost our iman when we change the words of Allah Ta'ala. Allah guide us to righteousness, give us our proper iman, and have proper understanding and proper iman on the Quran, and live our lives according to the Quran Sharif and according to our deen.